Hi, my name's Amanda Partlow. Just finished up with the Daytime Data Analytics first cohort, and my capstone project was on educational inequity in Davidson County.
Thanks so much for taking a little bit of time to jump on here. I'm looking forward to hearing about your project and also your story on how you got to NSS, and we'll talk a little about what's next for you as well. So just to kick things off, what were you doing before Nashville Software School?
For the past 6 years, I've been in Chattanooga working for Girls Inc. there. It's a nonprofit organization. I was doing in-school programs and after-school programs, mostly STEM-related, for fourth and fifth grade girls. And I also did some pretty basic outcomes data analysis for them as well.
Interesting. So was there a moment there when you decided, you know, I'm going to want to try to change my career up?
Yeah, absolutely. My background is in education. I have a bachelor's in middle grades ed, and my original intent was to pursue that, and I that's what I was doing at Girls Inc., and I had a great time doing it, but the CFO just noticed that I really liked numbers and working with different data sets and things that he had given me in the past, so he asked if I wanted to be their outcomes data analyst. And so I did that, and the more I got into it, and the more I kind of took on projects as my own, I realized that I really need to kind of take this to the next level, and this is where I want my career to go.
Cool. And you did it, and here you are. You made it through. I know these have been a challenging last couple months, but I'm so glad you made it. So now, would love to hear about your project. What did you create, and what did you learn from it?
Yeah, so I went into this project kind of trying to capture visually what I had seen a lot of in Chattanooga and my time at Girls Inc. It's just very clear that the better schools are the ones for mostly white kids and for people whose parents make more money. So I wanted to kind of dig into that, and so I do a lot of correlation analysis within Davidson County, where their schools are and what kind of grades the schools themselves are getting and how that relates to the economic status of the people in the area, as well as the racial makeup of the people in the area.
Next, I would love to hear sort of the technology part of this. How does it work? How did you build it? Why did you decide to do it that way? Could you walk me through that next?
Yeah, sure. I originally wanted to do a project kind of focusing on SQL, just because it's been a while since I've used SQL, I mean, within the course. But this idea came to me, and since it has so much spatial relevance, I thought it would be easier to do Python and do some cool mapping and spatial joins in Python. So I took the census block regions that the census used, and I spatially joined it with the zone, the school zone geometry. And that way I was able to kind of, you know, average what their population looked like within each school zone. So that was kind of cool. That was something I actually didn't have any experience with before doing the project. What I like about Tableau is that it makes it really easy to filter based on a map. So I got all of my spatial stuff done in Python so that it was really easy to just kind of import into Tableau and filter down based on the exact school zone that you want to look at. So I made a dashboard where you can just click on each school zone and just instantly see the racial breakdown, how many Hispanic people are in that zone, what their school scores look like, so how the schools are doing based on Tennessee standards, as well as household income and income per cap. So that was pretty cool and fun and interesting to see all of that come together.
Very cool. So now, as you're starting to think about the future, what do you think is next? What are you interested in doing? What do you think's on the horizon?
I've been applying for a bunch of jobs, and some jobs I've found there are quite a few jobs that don't require any kind of visualization. They're not interested. They're just interested in the coding aspect, and I love the coding aspect, but I'm definitely interested in going into something that's heavy on visualization as well. I really like the idea of, you know, starting from the beginning, just being handed the data and going all the way through the process and creating a visualization to hand to, to give a presentation to the executives or whoever needs it, I guess, community partners, that kind of thing. So definitely visualization. I think in the future, maybe within the next 5 years, I'd like to kind of expand more into data science and that kind of thing.
Very cool. Thank you so much for sharing with us a little about your story and what you've been doing. And I'm looking forward to seeing what the future holds for you.
Great. Thank you, Clark.